We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
An antiques business known throughout the South East looks set to lose its Heathfield High Street shop and showroom when a redevelopment scheme goes ahead. Designers and shoppers from London and Brighton have ordered statuary, planters, antique French armoire and dining tables from the Greenhouse since it was set up in 2008. Wealden District Council refused consent for a mixed retail and apartment to be built on the site, but in a decision notice published earlier in August, a planning inspector allowed the scheme to go ahead on appeal. However, local traders say there are already empty retail units in the town, and a high percentage of these are occupied are charity shops. Applicant for Vivian Brown Discretional Settlement Trust was refused planning permission on grounds that the three-storey building would constitute an incongruous form of development that would not respect the character and general pattern of development in the immediate setting. The council also judged the building to have an overbearing impact on a neighbour who strongly objected to the scheme. But the inspector says benefits would include the provision of new homes at a time when the district was falling short of its housing targets. The notice went on, the proposal would provide an enlarged retail unit on the ground floor and would maintain an active shopfront within a primary shopping area. This, together with four additional homes on the High Street, would provide a valuable boost to the viability and vitality of Heathfield, including an increased footfall to local businesses. The Greenhouse owner, always known as David Greenhouse, also trades for an extensive warehouse and yard at the rear of the property, which he owns. He plans to continue his business via a separate entrance from a neighbouring car park. He said, "To be honest, most of my customers contact me ahead online or via the phone to reserve and buy goods, but people will still be able to browse the garden. I do not intend to close." David is dismissive of the view that Heathfield will benefit from a new shop, noting the proliferation of charity shops in the town. And he is critical of landlords who opt for the higher rents charities are prepared to pay compared with business retailers. He said, "Heathfield is no longer a destination for shoppers or visitors. We have lost all our banks. People just don't come here anymore. I don't know how any charity and coffee shops survive. Charity shops are run by managers on a healthy income, but their staff are volunteers and they're taking, what, £50 a day? Coffee shops run with several staff on minimum wage plus employers' costs." Heathfield Hardware on the opposite side of the High Street was there for 106 years and there were businesses interested in the building, but it has been let to a charity. That's a loss to the community. There are other retailers in the town who are planning to close too. I feel sorry for the lady living in a Victorian cottage at the rear of the proposed new building. She objected strongly, but now must face losing all her light.
It's the creme de la creme of street markets. Monday's mouth-watering aroma of paella, mammoth crayfish, or the delicate scent of Provençal soaps. With eyes closed, visitors to Heathfield could transport themselves to the quay in Marseille or the food temples of Lyon. Born from a partnership between Heathfield and Normandy town Forges-les-Eaux, Le Marché has grown from its initiation with a few stalls in 1997 to the 90-stall-plus landmark event it is today. A formal signing ceremony in 1998 saw both towns enter into a twinning arrangement, and close partnerships took shape with school exchanges, sports competitions, a cycle marathon, and friendships between families on both sides of the channel. Thousands from across Sussex and the South East visited Heathfield on Bank Holiday Monday for Le Marché, now in its 28th year. A free park and ride service whisked visitors to traffic-free streets lined with French and English traders. High street shops joined in the Entente Cordiale with French-themed window displays. There was live music on the soundstage from jazz, soul and rock bands, plus Heathfield's own community cake and wine club choir, led by professional vocalist and Heathfield resident Angela Brooks. Meanwhile, entertainers Andy Bosco and Marco the Magician kept adults and children amused throughout the day. As well as the eat-on-the-go food on offer, there were plenty of art and craft stalls alongside, displaying pottery, paintings, fine fabrics, clothes and jewellery. Members of the town's U3A were promoting their programme of autumn and winter talks and describing ancillary activity groups specialising in a range of subjects including gardening, history or play reading. Parish Council Chair Jill Snook and Councillor Patrick Coffey were on hand to guide residents through a questionnaire to assess how their town shapes up and what they would like to see in the future. Among ideas put forward was the concept of a community cinema. In an interesting juxtaposition, sturdy wooden accessories from the men's shed sold well, alongside French table linens, cheeses, and chestnut or garlic-flavoured sausages. Almost all of the town's community groups made their appearance, including Scouts, the Chamber of Commerce and Heathfield Benesis, alongside charities such as Macmillan and the Raysteed Animal Rescue Centre. Sussex farmers and growers were well represented, selling the best of the county's produce, such as cheeses, cold meats and fresh fruit and vegetables. The Twinning Association aims to foster friendships between Forges-les-Eaux and Heathfield at an individual level and through activities of a cultural, educational, sporting, recreational and commercial nature. Exchange visits between both towns take place annually and it celebrated its 25th anniversary in 2023. New members are always welcome. And anyone interested should contact Sheila Drennan on 01435 866 566. Organisers were delighted so many high street businesses both opened their doors on the bank holiday and created French-themed window displays. Au revoir le marché et à la prochaine!
Two care homes in East Sussex have ceased operations and closed their doors. East Sussex County Council confirmed that an administrator had been appointed for both Oaklands Court in Vines Cross Road and Queen's Mead in Victoria Road, Polegate. An ESCC spokesperson said, "We are supporting residents and families to look for alternative accommodation." Athol Care Homes Limited owns and operates both care homes and confirmed that both homes were closed on Friday, August the 22nd, with all remaining staff being made redundant. Businesses and residents flooded the comments section of Oaklands Court's Facebook post about the closure to send their best wishes to staff. One person said they were forever grateful to Oaklands Court's team, while another called the closure a great loss to the community. Another person said, "These staff are absolute heroes and obviously dedicated to their work of caring for the residents." Whitefeather Funerals in Heathfield called the news very sad, saying, "A great setting and well-needed resource has been lost. Thinking of all the residents, their families and the staff at this stressful time." Misty Acres Flowers said Oakland's court was really lovely with some great volunteers, adding that its closure was a loss for all those who called it home. Cuckoo Cafe Horum said, "Sending all our best to all of your lovely residents and, of course, the amazing staff and carers." Speaking about both homes, the Grant Thornton UK spokesperson said the appointment of administrators follows a period of significant financial distress and sustained underfunding by the company's shareholders. "The well-being and care of residents remain the primary concern of all parties involved. Oversight of care quality during the administration process is being led by Cornerstone Care Solutions Limited. Regrettably, due to the circumstances inherited from the current director and shareholders, the joint administrators have been left with no viable option other than to close both care homes in the immediate term. To minimise further disruption, the joint administrators, Cornerstone Care, and East Sussex County Council are providing care and support to residents of both care homes while supporting residents and families to look for alternative accommodation. We would like to formally thank all staff who have supported the homes over the years, and especially those who have remained during the administration period to ensure a smooth transition for residents."
Lidford's care home in East Hoathly have recently held an evening event with local PCSO officer Maria Jackson to invite the local community in to discuss any crime-related issues that they have been noticing. Maria brought along some supplies to hand out to help people to be more aware of fraud and how people can stay safe from scams. General Manager Anthony Butler said, "It's nice to have an evening where you can meet with your local PCSO officer and openly discuss any issues that you may have without there being any pressure." Maria also provided us with some useful information regarding the Herbert Protocol form and how it can help the police find a missing person with dementia and how it would be beneficial for a lot of carers. PCSO Maria will be back at Lidford's again on the 14th of November 2025 from 14 p.m. to 16 p.m. So please feel free to come along and join in the discussions and voice your opinion on crime in the local community.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.